The Shulchan Aruch and the Arachaim, Simon Tov Reishei, Paskins, the minig of Kaparis. She says the minig is you take a tarnagel for Kaparis. And then the Rama says, V'nagim likach tarnagel zachar lezachar, v'nekeva loichin tarnagelis, v'loichin lemuberis shnei tarnagelim, ulei te lezachar. So if a woman is muberis, you take two tarnagelim, one for herself, and then another male in case the vlad is a zachar. So the Magen Avraham says, "Klaim a tarnagel over tarnagelus, afim over in a keva. If the over be in a keva, die lo v'lebita ba'achas mishum shushnei mishum likach kapara achas. If they're both a, if she's a girl, then they can both be mishtata for one kapara." And then he says, "V'chein nagim afilu b'shnei gufim, v'chein mashma soik perik yud beis demenachis." Bezak the Magen Avraham, this is not only by Muberes where it's Ubi Yarchimai, but even two actual people, two women or two men, could take one tarnagel and be yitzah with it. Could both be miskapa with kapara achas, and he says it's mashma like this in the end of the 12th parak of Menachas. So what does he mean by that? The sarf parak yibayz of Menachas, the pshat is that he's referring to the Gemara over here. The Gemara says on the bottom of kufdadam and bayz that talin amenachi rabbi yomer she yakiv karbanu l'chol nirem l'chol nivaysam ashekiv l'hashem akol bayim b'shutfas l'osil gakasav l'mincha shenamer nefesh. So the Gemara says l'hadiyah like it's mashma from the Mishnah that any carbon could come b'shutfas. The only exception is mincha because it says nefesh. So the mail over here, when you're not dealing with the mincha, just a regular kapara, avada could come b'shutfas like anything else, and that's why two people could bring one kapara achas. But if you look, one tarnagel, if you look in the gra, in the Bir HaGra over there, he is a mefakvik on this, he has a tain on it. He says, among avam kasa, mishim d'shnei gufim, miskapim b'kapara achas, k'meshe kasa b'menachas, b'cholak rabanus, labad mi'mincha, sh'namar nefesh, b'zok t'gra, v'eino nira do dami l'nadava. Zok t'gra, there's no dimming to that kamara, because that's talking about nadava. By Nadava you can bring up a shutfus, but by Chayva you can't bring up a shutfus. And the Prima Gadim brings his Mitzai in the Makkah and the Rambam. The Rambam says, Lahadira by Chayva, we don't find the din of shutfus. We may, what he says, the Gemara is saying, it's not a good sushtal from Agamara to Kaparis because Agamara is only by Nadava, but by Chayva Vada you can't bring up a shutfus. Al-Lachar, there'll be a Makkah to answer the Kash of the Gemara that maybe Kaparis is not considered a Chayva, it's considered a Nadava. It's not a Chiv, it's a Minig Balma, you don't have to do it. They're Nayak to do it, so we may, that would be considered a Nadava. And not a chayva, but it seems to me that the Gra understood that that doesn't help because even though it's a minig, but the minig is to be mekabel yourself to do this, to bring something to ain a carbon, it's similar to a carbon, and we're noyig to do it outs the minig. So once we do it outs the minig, it's considered it's begetter chayva. So it's true, it's not a chiv to do it, but the minig is to do it, and now that you're doing it outs the minig, it would be treated like a chayva, and therefore the Gra felt that that would not go into the din of the dava, that would have the getter of a carbon, which is a chayva. But Afal Pichen, I saw a beautiful teretz to answer the kasha of the Gra from Moshe Mordechai Karp in his sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag. He says like this: He says the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei Vav that Darshan is a pasuk in Shama Parim Svasenu Shama Taimer Parichayva Tamalema Erpa Meshuvasam Ayavim Nedava. So the Gemara Mamash makes a drasha that when you do tshuva through Neshama Parim Svasenu, your tshuva is considered like a par. But don't think it's like a par chayva. No, it's like a par nedava, because it's ayvim nedava. So a special limit over here that the karbanis that come along with tshuva have a din of nedava, not a chayva. So remela, when you do kaparis, which is Indian, it's part of the process of tshuva, you're doing it with tshuva. So even though it might be considered a chayva because there's a minik to do it, and you're supposed to do it, but the godless of tshuva is that it turns a chayva into a nedava. It has a din of nedava. Once it has a din of nedava, then there'll be a makam to say that it's baba shutfas, and that could be the beer and the Magen Avraham.